Welcome back to Animosity, where we watch the shows so you don't have to. Today, we are back, finally, talking about Miraculous Ladybug. Just going to catch up with some news. That's all. That's all we're really doing today. I'm here with Rohan.
Hello, everybody. I'm back once again from the dead.
it's always like a month-long gap between our episodes, so...
Don't worry, I bet the gap will be narrowed, especially since Christmas vacation is around the corner.
That is very true. We could definitely crank out a bunch of stuff. So today we're going to be talking about random news, a tiny bit of Shanghai special news, and a little bit on the upcoming Brazil special, which is going to... Looking forward to that one. I mean, so no, dude, there's so many. Oh my God.
Vacuums at this point is just cranking out specials.
I mean, the New York one did so damn well, so, you know.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked the storyline and everything, and it's cool to see a lot more superheroes.
I love the New York special so much. I've watched it like 20 times.
Yeah.
We're going to start off with just a little update. The character Instagrams will be back to normal soon. Jeremy Zag confirmed that the Instagram accounts for each character, Marinette, Adrian, Alia, and Chloe all have their own dedicated Instagram accounts. And they went down when COVID hit, I believe. And Jeremy Zag has confirmed they will be coming back to normal with new images of their day-to-day lives. No more reused screenshots. They're coming back soon, which I think is cool. Because I checked them out a few times, and they're actually really... I think they're a nice touch. And yeah.
Honestly, unless you're like a hardcore Miraculous fan, I feel like it's rather odd that they have like their own like personal Instagram page, these fictitious characters.
I like it. There's two things I want. I want a Hawk Moth Instagram account, and I want a Lila Instagram account. I want those two things very much.
Yeah, or the Hawk Moth. Doesn't Adrian have an official one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also,
they have like a lot of followers. Like,
oh yeah, of course.
Some have like 200,000, 300,000 followers.
Mm-hmm. Also, I just got to say this. I just think this is funny. The Marinette account doesn't follow the Chloe account, and the Chloe account doesn't follow the Marinette account. They're like hate checking each other's Instagrams. And like they full on interact with each other just like they would in the show. It's actually really cool.
Like the accounts are actually like ballistic.
Mm-hmm. It's so cool. I love it so much. All right, moving on. This one really took me by surprise. The first chapter of the Miraculous manga will be published January 26, 2021. In the Sirius magazine. This is only going to be in Japan, and it doesn't look like we're going to be getting any official translations, but it's still possible that we may get some, like, official, like, English translations or translations to other languages. But there will be Miraculous manga, unfortunately, only in Japan.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Pretty cool.
I mean, I don't really read manga that much, but, like, I still think the idea is cool. Mm-hmm.
They can kind of differ from time to time.
Yeah, I mean, I actually only have seen like three different anime in my entire life. Three different animes that are not TVXXX, but like, for all three that I've... Two out of three that I've seen were good, like really good. And then the third one was just okay.
I think if you want to become like a real true anime fan, you should start with like one of the main three Shonen animes.
Hell no,
whether
dude.
Naruto, Bleach, or One Piece. That's up to you.
No, I'm not gonna... You are a resident anime expert. I couldn't make it through the second season of Sword Art Online, okay? So we're not gonna talk about it.
I believe it's gonna be like a fourth season in 2021.
I know, I don't get it. That show does not need any more seasons.
Did you hear that the fourth season of Attack on Titan was released recently?
I don't care.
Season finale. I'm looking forward to that. I gotta watch it. It's pretty pretty good. Very violent anime.
Our next piece of news is new Miraculous Special locations have been confirmed for Brazil, Japan, London, and Africa. All of these locations are getting specials. Every single one.
What? I heard about the Brazil and, like, I feel like London was kind of expected.
If Shanghai was getting one, Japan was definitely getting one. And I've been seeing on Twitter a lot of posts about the Africa one. I didn't.
I'm not sure about Africa. I mean, Africa and Japan. I didn't expect those two to come out.
I don't know. Brazil has a release date, which we'll get into later. And London, no information. I'm excited for the London one, because we did briefly visit London in Star Train for about 7.6 seconds. But, you know, it's nice that we're going to get a full concrete London special. And I am expecting top-notch British accents, all right? I will be giving a grade on the British accents in the London special.
that would be
hilarious. That would be great. That would be amazing. All right. Our next bit of news is a Miraculous movie has been confirmed for fall 2021 or early 2022. Here's the thing. The Miraculous movie is set to take place after season 5. So that means season 5 and season 4 have to come out before fall 2021, early 2022. There's no way that's happening, so I don't believe this release date at all. It's going to get pushed back, just for, like, chronological reasons.
I think, like, from, like, a realistic standpoint, given the amount of time it takes to release, like, an animated series, and, you know, everything's getting kind of delayed with COVID, I'd say that they're going to push it. You're right, Jacob. Totally 100% agree with you on that.
I think they're going to be finished with it by fall 2021, early 2022, but they're not finished with season 5. Season 4, you know, was supposed to release around the time. They got pushed back because of COVID, but, like, season 5 was never really, it's like, it was always super far ways away. And so the Miraculous movie, which apparently is a musical, can you keep that in mind? It is a musical. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it, but, like, this is going to be, this is not fall 2021 or early 2022. This is, like, late 2022, early 2023. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth.
That's a little too late, don't you think?
No, absolutely not.
Yes, right. Or what if they released a movie before season 5? It won't happen. But then what if they do that? Season 5, they just fill in a bunch of plot holes.
Maybe.
That way, when you go into the movie, you just don't even know what's happening, and everything's a mystery to you, and then it's all disclosed in season 5.
Mm-hmm.
I figured that would be interesting, but...
I mean, it's Miraculous Ladybug. Nothing is off the table. All right, so this next one I think was really cool. They released on Instagram a clip of Cat Noir singing for the movie, and I have the clip. Hopefully this plays through well. If not, it's going to be awkward. But this is the clip. Please work. I don't know how well that went through to both you, Rohan, and the audience, but it is... on Jeremy Zach's Instagram. It was posted on October 29th. God damn. So scroll back through his Instagram if you want to find the clip.
Adrian is just a cringeworthy character. I have to say that.
I like his voice. His voice is nice. But this does prove one thing. This does prove that they are currently in the voice acting stage for the movie. Meaning it's done.
Voice actors, fun fact to all you audience members out there, whoever likes anime.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
The people who voiced Adrian and Flag in Miraculous also voiced Meliodas and King in the Seven Deadly Sins.
I don't care.
So, I thought that was kind of cool.
Someone's going to appreciate that. I don't. So we have confirmed a new COVID-19 short coming along with crossovers. So during the CCXP Worlds stream, it was confirmed that the Miraculous team is currently working on a new COVID-19 short with UNICEF. This will likely be similar to the other COVID short that we saw earlier this year. They also showed off some crossover concepts from Heroes with other shows, Tales of Pharaon, Miss Rose, and Pixie Girl. These other shows are now being thought of as part of the Miraculous universe. There's a lot to dissect.
Just speaking of the short, miraculous short about like washing your hands during the pandemic
Oh, don't do what I
and
think you're
taking
about to
all the
do.
safety precautions, I couldn't help but notice they never wore a mask. Remember that, Jacob?
Oh,
Sailor
yeah.
Minotaur never wore a mask.
They never did.
Yeah.
You're I they hopefully they'll cover it with this next COVID short. I
Yeah.
mean, I'm more excited for the crossovers. I mean, it's crossover concepts with three shows I've never heard of before. But hear me out, hear me out. Listen to this. Miraculous Ladybug, Steven Universe. This is the
No,
thing
Jacob,
no one knew they
that's gonna
wanted.
sound quite different.
This is the crossover nobody knew that they wanted, but everyone wants it.
Jacob, the animation styles are so different.
Steven
They're more
Universe
cinematic than they ever were.
Steven Universe did a crossover with Uncle Grandpa. This
Well,
is not
just
too far
like
out there.
animation styles are somewhat two-dimensional. They kind of have some similarities, and it's very easy to have a crossover, but for Miraculous, it's very like different. Also, the character styles are like very also kind of different. Like for example, I think like the body structures of the characters in Steven Universe are kind of a more cartoonish take on people, so it's very hard to do a crossover.
All right, so Rohan is ruining my dream currently.
I'm just trying to be realistic with you. Like they won't do a crossover, Jacob.
Nope. All right, hold
Like
on.
telling a kid that Santa is not real or something. Don't worry, Jacob.
Miraculous Ladybug Steven Universe fanfic. Yep, it does exist. Three. Three. Oh no, I read this wrong. I will read these later. See if they're any good. All right. So this is next one. I just want to ask, can they please put the extended theme song on Spotify? Because like it's on Disney, I think Disney XD? YouTube channel? It's on one of the YouTube channels with like 30 million views or something crazy like that. And like I just want them to put it on Spotify, please. It's a dumb request, but make that happen. Another thing is season 5 has confirmed to be finished being written. So first it gets written, and then I don't know if it's voice acting or like actually getting drawn next. I have to assume like storyboarding. Then like they actually do the animations, and then voice acting is the final stage before making
Okay,
like
that's
finishing
a very
touches.
long process.
Absolutely, but it's finished being written, it's finished doing the first stage. Once again, proving my point that the Miraculous movie is not coming out fall 2021, early 2022, because there's no
I
way.
mean, I think their animations are like very, very good. You know, for like a TV show, it's almost like movie quality. But I have to be honest, right, Jacob?
Yeah.
It takes time. It's a long process.
Yes. All right. So, this next one is pretty big. Right.
Okay. You mentioned the parody.
Season 6 and 7 were hinted at by Thomas Astrak, meaning there is a
Oh.
chance we are getting season 6 and 7. This show will never die. That
There
was
is
what
just,
everyone was thinking.
what? This is cool, man. Jacob, we can continue our podcast.
Oh, we would not stop this podcast once Miraculous Ladybug is over. We're going to continue going forever. No, it's like shows are not allowed to end anymore. Like Adventure Time ended like a year ago, And now they're getting four like hour and a half long specials. Steven Universe was supposed to end with the movie, but Future ended up happening. I predict Steven Universe is coming back sometime in 2021.
I don't know, man. I think I'm sorry, Jacob. I don't think he'll come back because I feel like they've covered all of the plot holes. You can see the character development.
No, I mean if it does, if it ends up, if we don't hear anything between around May of 2021, I'm going to start spamming Rebecca Sugar on Twitter.
Honestly, Jacob, I could easily be wrong. You know, don't quote me on that. A lot of stuff could happen because it's a very popular show, so you could easily be right.
Right, the next one's gonna take. Next one's gonna be. Just wanted to have a little discussion next to it. It was revealed during the CCXP World stream that the next seasons of Ranculus would feature a new villain that is already in the show. It is unclear if this villain is going to replace Hawk Moth or fight alongside him. This villain is going to show that the story behind the Ranculus is more complex than we initially thought. This is extremely important news because it shows that the story is going to be taking a dramatic shift in the future. It is not confirmed. I also would like to remind that the past Jeremy Zag said there'd be a new villain and that this villain will make Hawk Moth look like a baby in comparison and that this villain will become Hawk Moth's boss and have the Peacock Miraculous. And this was initially thought to be for season three, but they may have pushed it back and we are now just getting to see this.
Jacob,
Could this mean that I'm not done. Could this mean that Emily is getting is could this mean that Emily is getting out of her coma and becoming the new Peacock holder? Definitely not, but you know, whatever. All right, now, yeah, you can say what you're gonna say.
this new villain is, Lila Rossi.
Thank you. Lila, Peacock Lila. I can't say what
This
I'm
show has been
thinking. I cannot, I don't think I can say what I'm thinking aloud without getting arrested. So, Rohan, take the stage. I need to go think about some things.
well, if Lila Rossi is like this new villain, which would be very understandable, I feel that like she would be a lot better with the Hawk Moth Miraculous since she's akumatizing people and kind of manipulating them for her own benefit because that just seems like her personality, man. Peacock is cool, but I prefer Hawk Moth, the Butterfly Miraculous,
I think it
to
would be
Lila
nice to
Rossi.
have Lila have the Peacock Miraculous fight alongside Hawk Moth, and eventually become Hawk Moth's boss because Peacock Miraculous is much stronger than the Butterfly Miraculous. Fight me, and so, you know, it would just take a matter of time for Lila to realize that she's more powerful than Hawk Moth, and then you know take over the oil operation. Hopefully, she'll get farther than Robustus. Because Robustus damn well tried, but failed hard.
Yeah, he was pretty close to overtaking Hawk Moth, you know? He had him on his feet. Really did.
Because his base is full of 1,000 goddamn missiles.
Yeah. Hawk Moth kept, like, such a big arsenal, like his basement, or wherever his secret lair is.
All right, the final bit of random news that we have is the New York special is officially on Disney Plus. Damn it. I'm mad. I think our next episode is going to be ranting about why Disney they should put things back on Netflix and have them stay off Disney Plus. That's
They
definitely
should be
upcoming.
consistent.
Exactly.
Consistency, man.
Everyone has Netflix, not a lot of people have Disney Plus, but Disney has to own goddamn everything. So, you know, fun.
And it's an ever-expanding franchise, Jacob.
And
You
that's
know
why
it's not a
I
good
hate it.
ever-expanding franchise.
I hate it. I hate it so much. You have no idea. So expect like a hour long rant about why Disney should back off of our Miraculous Ladybug show and Zagtoons and all that. That's coming in the future. Moving on to our Shanghai special news. The Shanghai special has a official release date that actually is believable this time. Shanghai Special is set for quarter one of 2021, which means the first month of the first season. So it's around March, April-ish is when the Shanghai Special is going to come out.
That is something I am totally looking forward to.
If it's as good as the New York Special, I'm super excited.
Hey, Jacob.
What?
Yeah, this I had a really strange thought of mine, but
No, go ahead.
by the time the Shanghai Special is released, everyone's going to get the COVID-19 vaccine, because it's going to take some time for it to be available to the general public.
So okay.
I thought it would be really cool that the Shanghai Special was released at the same time everyone got a COVID-19 vaccine.
No, the Shanghai Special is going to be our celebration for COVID-19 being eradicated. No, it's not. There's no way in hell they're going to eradicate it by that point, but, you know, whatever.
No, they will. They already created a vaccine, Pfizer and Moderna.
Yeah, I could get into why that's not really that big of an accomplishment yet, but I'm not going to.
What do you mean it is?
I will prove, when we are no longer recording, I will explain myself, okay? I know you're not. If you're not looking at the whole, you're not looking at the entire picture. But we're not going to get into that now. The Shanghai Special subtitle is Rise of the Lady Dragon. Yes, this is way more fun than New York United Heroes with a capital damn Z for some friggin' reason. I mean, I like Rise of the Lady Dragon so much better than friggin'.
Yeah. Just really dope. I think
That is Lady Dragon. That is what Lady Dragon is like was.
And that the name was suggest.
I think that's officially what the Ladybug and Dragon Miraculous is combined are. That's what the official name is. But Lady Dragon also is a new character going to be seen in the Shanghai Special. So. Oh, yeah. You know. All right, moving on to our last few pieces, the Brazil special news. There will be the Lady Butterfly in the Brazil special, which is the new Rio hero that was shown a while ago. During an event called CCXP Worlds in Brazil, we got a lot of new info on the future of Miraculous. One piece of it is that the Lady Butterfly would be in the upcoming hero from the Brazil special. We also heard that the Brazil special is set to release in 2022. So it's a while ways away.
Yeah. I guess we'll have to wait until we cross that bridge.
Mm-hmm. And that is actually all of the information I have collected.
It's only covered in like half an hour.
I mean, we definitely went through it faster than we normally did. I just want to give a quick shout out to miraculousladybugnews.com. It collects all of like the news that it's updated through like Instagrams, Twitter. It just collects everything up and puts it all in one place. You can also, if you give them an email, they will email you when new news is available, and it's just been a major help. Also, I think it's funny that want to get updated on all the news, get notifications. You put your name, email address, and then it asks you to solve a simple math problem. This is funny. This is very funny. So, Rohan, I highly suggest that you get these like push notifications set up. It's really good. Also, there's a lot of things that I can't exactly show. We can't exactly talk about on the podcast, like, because there's been a bunch of like images from the movie and from, I think there's been a couple images from the Shanghai Special that's been released over time.
Confidential information, guys.
Mm-hmm. There also was the Lion Miraculous shown for the Africa Special, which was confirmed. That was shown on someone's Instagram account. There's also Miraculous Ladybug News Twitter account, which I just highly suggest following all of these, along with like Jeremy Zag and Thomas Hashtruck's Instagram and Twitter accounts, just to make sure you're getting as much news as possible. Rohan has all the Instagram stuff, and I cover the Twitter stuff. So, you know, we kind of cover all bases altogether.
Yeah.
And now this is the point where we openly brainstorm of what our next episode's going to most likely be. I have had a couple of ideas. One of them I just thought of is we should read Miraculous Ladybug fanfic. That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
It would be censored and hilarious. We would have to, it'd probably have to do some heavy censorship, but it would also be hilarious.
That'd be cool. Maybe read some subreddits on the Miraculous.
The Miraculous Ladybug subreddit is full of people geeking out over Adrian and then just making fun of the show, like just of how stupid the logic is in the show, and also some of the amazing screenshots you can get. Like some of Marinette's faces are just amazing. I've joined the subreddit, so I stay up to date in that area too.
Or maybe you can look at the Miraculous haters.
Ooh.
People who just don't like Miraculous altogether, expose them. Nah, I'm just kidding.
If you would be willing to join us to get exposed, DM me on Twitter at jackpot4484, and maybe we'll incorporate you. One thing I also would like to point out is, I mean, I'll cover this a bit more in the like when we do the outro script, but we have a Discord server now. Whoop-de-doo. Make sure you can follow that. If there's a link in the description. And if I forget to put it in the description, tweet at me and I'll send it to you because I'm very forgetful, so that's very probable. One also thing I would like to point out is that I am currently working on having us a collab. Either someone else from another podcast joins us, or I and possibly Rohan go on someone else's podcast. I'm trying to get that worked out. I know exactly who I'm doing it with. Rohan, you probably have a good guess. Don't say it out loud. But just know that there is a slight chance of that coming in the future. I'm working on it. Our next episode, I really don't know what it's going to be because I don't want to wait for more news. Because unless something big comes out, the news is really slow right now.
Maybe I would say we should do some Miraculous related conspiracy theories, because there's a lot of interesting ideas that we could just speculate on, like maybe the next Hawk Moth, or
I mean, that one's pretty obvious, but
I think it's just something worth speculating over, or
You
maybe
can,
if
that means
the
you can lead that one. You can lead that one. You can be main host for that one.
Maybe if Hawk Possible could revive his wife.
Maybe. I still have notes. I did notes on Chat Blanc. I still have them. So maybe we could like do an episode dissecting Chat Blanc or maybe some other season three episodes.
You gotta dissect Hawk Possible. We have to.
I also think it would be fun to compare season two season three finales. Like in like a debate format, one of us taking season three's finale, one of us taking season two's. That would be fun.
And then the season one. Been a nice character introduction, but nothing like really climactic.
I mean, I guess season one's finale was okay. We it introduced Lila, so I thought that was pretty good. I don't know. We'll figure something out. If I had to guess either Chat Blanc discussion or comparing this to the two season finales, season two, season three, I don't know. We'll see how I can't speak today. We'll see what we feel like. Rohan, is there any other final things you would like to add before we wrap up? All right, this is probably one of our shortest episodes ever. They usually run close to an hour. This one's just peaking at
But before I
28.
go, I just want to say I can't wait for this
Yeah.
crazy, horrible, ridiculous year to end. Just
Okay.
nothing good going on.
Okay.
About it. What are your thoughts on 2020, Jacob?
We were due for a horrible, horrible year, so I'm glad it's out of the way. 2021 is going to be worse. Thank you all for listening to Animosity, where we watch the shows so you don't have to. Be sure to check out any of the podcast industry tape, please, for listening to this one. Send in voice messages at anchor.fm/jackpot4484/message. By the way, no one has ever sent in a voice message while entirely speaking backwards. I dare all of you to try it, all right? And see if I can decode your message, but speak backwards. Also, check me out on Twitter at jackpot4484. We have an official YouTube channel now named Animosity Official, where we did a live stream a few weeks ago with a Q&A. So definitely check that out. You also have an official subreddit. Just go to Reddit and search Animosity Podcast. Hold on. So the recording cut off in the middle of my outro script. Thank you, Anchor. But Rohan, is there anything we'd like to shout out?
No. Nothing in mind.
All right. Also, Rohan, don't leave. Thank you all for listening. Bye.